Good morning, everyone. We're doing the laws of Shabbat, and I want us to go back a minute to what we had discussed last week, Filtul Min Atzad. You recall that we discussed the idea that you could take a bowl. Inside that bowl, there are the peels of your pistachio nuts or your peanuts. They're not edible. Technically, they're muktzah, but you put them on the bowl as you were eating your nuts. And now when you finish the meal, you have a bowl with peels. So you're allowed to lift that bowl because that's tiltul min atzad. I'm not handling the peels directly. Right? So even though the peels, technically they're muktzah, they have no use. They're useless now on Shabbos, these peels. I got nothing to do with them. I'm throwing them out. But I'm allowed to handle them indirectly. That's called tiltul min atzad. Now, there's an interesting leniency in the Mishnah Brura. Let's say you did not put them in a bowl. So now you have on the table next to you a pile of peels or scattered peels. So the Mishnah Brura says, take a knife, take some kind of instrument and move it. And that's tiltul min atzad. So that's a huge leniency. Rav Neventhal once told me we rely on that leniency if, let's say, there's a bug in the house and your wife is climbing the wall, save me, there are a million ants down there. You know, there's an ant. So that woman, one ant is a million ants. To a man, one snake is a million snakes. You know, we all have the things that excite us. A woman sees an ant, and now she runs into the other room, and you have to save her from that ant or caterpillar or whatever it is. So Rav Neventhal told me you can rely on this Mishnah Brura and use a broom to sweep it away. You don't kill it, you just sweep it out the door. Now, this Mishnah Brura's leniency is questionable. The Chazon Ish writes that we have a very hard time viewing a knife or a spoon as min atzad. It's really an extension of your hand. If you were to wear a glove, and you'd move it with the glove, would you now say, hey, I'm not touching it, it's a tiltul min atzad, it's not directly touching it? So by the same token, the Chazon Ish doesn't like this leniency of the Mishnah Brura, and others as well, that you can just take a knife and move the muktzah and say, that was tiltul min atzad, I didn't handle it directly. So not any muktzah, but many, certain muktzahs. That goes back to our discussion a few months ago about the muktzah mechamat chesron kis, which I can't move. I mean, there are weightier muktzahs, like things that are very expensive. So coming back to here, at the end of the day, we do rely on this Mishnah Brura when necessary. So tzorach mekomo, I need the space. Ordinarily, that would only permit me when it's a kli, right? Kli shem nachto liyisur, tzorach mekomo, I'm allowed to move it. So if I have a pen on the Shabbos table and I want to eat here, I'm allowed to pick up the pen and move it away. But the peels are not a kli. The peels, technically, I shouldn't be allowed to move the tzorach mekomo. So comes the halacha and says, well, you're allowed to move it tiltul min atzad, the tzorach mekomo. If you need the space, then you'd be allowed to move it tiltul min atzad. And the Mishnah Brura gives us this fantastic leniency that even just to use a knife is also tiltul min atzad. The Chazon Ish also agrees that if I take a napkin and I'm going to clear off the table from the crumbs aren't muktzah, technically you could eat them. You choose not to, right?
But it would make any rubbish, any garbage or trash, that would become
muktzah. No, that's the point. Some garbage is usable. When you finish using this cup and you toss it out, that's your choice. It's still usable. It's still a cup. You're choosing to throw it out. It's not muktzah. When you choose to finish eating your apple, and there are still pieces, if you were really hungry, you'd nibble at it. There's still edible parts to the apple. That's not muktzah. When you choose to wipe off the breadcrumbs from your table, that's not muktzah. So not every leftovers that's tossed is muktzah. But the peels of a pistachio or the peels of a garinim, the sunflower seeds, that's not edible. You got nothing to do there. It's not a vessel. It's not edible. So there you have muktzah. So there you have this leniency of the Mishnah Brura, that le tzorach mekomo, I need the space, that wouldn't permit me ordinarily to use that space. That tzorach mekomo only helps me with a kli, this isn't a kli. Ah, but if it's tiltul min atzad, then I can do litzorch mekomo.
And if you had created a game with pistachio, in which case there is a use for that, or that's still not?
I think so, but I want to look it up. This is actually very relevant because kids collect what's called ajuim or gogoim. The kids collect the seed of a mishmish. Of
nectarines and peaches.
Peaches, yeah. The peach, not the peach, not the nectarine, the smaller one. The apricot, right, right. They collect the apricot seeds and they use that like marbles.
Yeah.
So,
do they do it here?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's a terrible country.
So then the question becomes, is that muktzah? Because your child needs it. So for your child, he doesn't really want the apricot, he just wants the seed.
It's like the chicken head,
Like the what?
It's like the chicken head.
Except you're not killing the mishmash.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
point. Yeah. So we discussed last week the idea that muktzah in the hand of a child is considered like an extension of ourselves. That's not called tiltul min atzad. And we started discussing the idea of tiltul begufo, that there's a greater leniency when we move an item with our body as opposed to our hands. So today we began with tiltul min atzad, that ordinarily means I'm handling the vessel, not the muktza item. The Mishnah Brura's leniency that moving something with a spoon or a broom or a knife would also constitute tiltul min atzad, and the Chazon Ish's question on that. And now we move forward a little bit into other aspects of tiltul. So, tiltul means movement. The taltel means to move. When you take an item and move it from one place to another, that's called tiltul. Okay, so we discussed last week that we have a concept of kilachar yad. You remember the story I gave of the elevator, that you could push the button with the back of your hand. When I was calling the elevator, my wife was giving birth on Shabbat. So that Tzolah guy said to me, why'd you push with your finger? Push with the back of your hand. He's right. It makes no difference. It takes us the same amount of time and it's just as effective. So why not? So we discussed the idea that we lessen the severity of what we do. Whenever we do something, kila'achar yad, so then it goes down from being biblical to being rabbinic. Because I'm not doing it the normal way. The prohibition of a task is when you're doing it the normal way, you do a task. So when it comes to muktzeh, we have the concept of moving muktzeh kila'achar yad, which makes it more lenient. And that's what we discussed last week, the story of the guy who left the plata attached in a way that could cause a fire. That the idea was he has to unplug the plata. There was no other way out, but he should do it kila'achar yad. He's going to move the muktzah. He's going to unplug it, but he's going to do it in the unusual way, kila'achar yad. And then we have a concept of tiltul degufo, that when someone moves a muktzah item with his body, so then sometimes Chazal said, that's not even considered that you moved the muktzah item. So Chazal's great leniency begins with your bed. The example Chazal give is that someone comes to his bed and he's left some muktzah items on his bed. So he can lie down on the bed and move around on the bed. And as he moves, so then the things will fall off his bed. So that, Chazal said, that's not considered even that you moved the muktzah item. If you move it with your body as you lie on the bed, we don't even view that as moving muktzah.
And if someone like a laptop?
Let's go one step at a time. This leniency by some is taken to the extent of moving with your leg. that they say that if you're going to move a muktzah item with your leg, being that it's an item that you ordinarily move with your hand during the week, so then if you find on the floor something that's muktzah and you're scared it'll get ruined, you're allowed to move it with your leg. So we only use this leniency when it's necessary. You're not going to use it if it's only if like your cell phone's on the floor, you're scared someone will step on it, so then you can move it with your leg. The idea being that we don't just go moving muktzah with our leg, saying that's not a big deal, I did it begufo. So that's, again, a very big leniency. The example of the Gemara is that you left money on your bed. So money is muktzah, that's not a kli, it's not a vessel. I can't lift that money. I can't take that anywhere. You left hay on your bed, so I can't move that hay. Hay is not a vessel, it's not a kli. It's like I left a rock on my bed. So the Gemara says if I move around on the bed and it falls off, that's okay. That's not called that I moved the muktzah. Moving muktzah with our body is more lenient than kila achar yad even. We don't even view that as you moved the muktzah. Some extend this leniency even to moving things with your leg. And there, we rely on this when necessary, when we're concerned a muktzah item will get ruined. So there we rely on this to move it with our leg. So that's tiltul begufo, the concept of moving things with our body as opposed to our hand. And kila achar yad, with our body, is more lenient.